This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Larry Kudlow Show.
The best, most creative, most imaginative Washington, D.C. political analyst is Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor. Welcome back, Charlie. Thank you. Let's talk a bit about Jim Jordan. Is this the one? We went from McCarthy to Scalise. Jim Jordan. Now, they had all these... The GOP conference had all these meetings. They were sort of getting in touch with their feelings, trying to work out personal issues. Then they started voting, and now he's got 155 votes. Can he make it, Charlie Hurt?
Well, I guess that remains to be seen. I think there's definitely a path for it, but I just have to stop and say one thing. How hilarious would it be if, after all this, you know, Democrats voted in lockstep to create this crisis, to create this whole mess, where we don't have a Speaker of the House? It took 208 of them and 8 Republicans, but all 208 of them to do this. If at the end of all of it, they end up dumping Kevin McCarthy and wind up with Jim Jordan. It's the funniest thing on earth, because a lot of people forget that just 8 or 10 years ago, Jim Jordan was as despised as, it was the most despised member of Congress. He was the MAGA king, and it's just so funny to me that this could wind up. I honestly think it could, largely because I think that it almost doesn't matter at this point. The party, you know, the Republican conference has so right on all of the issues that matter the most to the American people, and we're especially seeing it with this whole, you know, the Israeli thing, the Israeli attack, the attacks on Israel. The Democrats are so far out of step that I think that Jim Jordan, absolutely, it's very easy for Republicans to, in the end, rally around somebody. And I think that Jim Jordan has a very good shot at it. He's got, obviously, all of the other pluses in terms of his great prosecutorial and investigative chops. But at the end of the day, I think that if for some reason he's not able to do it, you know, the next guy that comes along or gal that comes along will still be focused on a lot of these same issues that are total winners for Republicans, thanks to Donald Trump, by the way.
You know, your point about Jordan is a very good point. It's a humorous point, but it's a serious point. He was co-founder of the Freedom Caucus. He's a very conservative guy. He's a bulldog himself, personally. He's also a really good guy. I mean, he's a really nice man. Yeah. But, he's a guy that won't let go. So, right, Hakeem Jeffries is going to yearn for Kevin McCarthy when he has to deal with Jim Jordan. Because Jim Jordan, who was an NCAA wrestling champion and a wrestling coach after that, is not a guy to let go easily. If you've ever seen a college wrestling match, if they don't let go.
In their fingers that we don't have in our arms. It's you don't want to get tangled up with a wrestler. But you make a great point about the fact that, you know, obviously Jim Jordan is a wonderfully generous and kind and a likable guy. He's appealing and all that kind of stuff, which differentiates him from Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is not a particularly likable or lovable guy. But in terms of the level of hatred that was directed at Jim Jordan when he started his backbench rabble-rousing years ago, it was the same. They hated him as much. He was Matt Gaetz, He was the Matt Gaetz of 8 years ago or 10 years ago. But the difference is he's a realist. Jim Jordan is a realist. And he looks around and figures out, okay, how do I advance the agenda that people care about? How do I get things done? And he has done such a masterful job of it that he does it with humility and as you point out, tenacity, that here we are now. He's the best shoo-in for Speaker of the House. It would be absolutely spectacular.
He's Hakeem Jeffries' worst nightmare. I mean, there's no question about that. Jim Jordan
and Joe Biden's worst nightmare.
Oh, right, because he'll be in meetings with Biden. That's exactly
Larry,
right.
We need to, you know, but I wish he would take a lesson from you on how to dress properly. You're going to need to, like, pool up together and buy him a blue blazer. He doesn't even need to wear a suit. Just get a blazer for the guy to show up to the White House. That's all
I'm asking. It's funny, that is his trademark. He never wears a jacket. He just never wears a jacket.
You can get him at Goodwill for a really good price. You can get him for like $12 off the rack at Goodwill. And I think that it should be our patriotic duty to pool together our resources and buy him a jacket.
Oh God, that's wonderful. And we could have a whole ceremony with it. We could do it on the show, as a matter of fact. He'll be tough on the border. He's going to be skeptical of Ukraine. He's going to be tough on Israel, tough on spending, tough on taxing, tough on the Green New Deal. I mean, you're right. It's just, they'll yearn for, well, I don't know what they'll yearn for. But people are telling me, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're all kinds of stuff. And you know House members. I know House members. They say, though, they think he can... He needs, what, 50 votes, 55 votes? People are saying he can actually get it.
And I think that the longer that things go on where people look around and see all of the serious problems facing the country. And by the way, I don't think that this discord that we've been through with the House stuff, is none of it is anything that sticks with voters come next November. It's irrelevant. But it is a bad look in the short term. It makes them look kind of ridiculous. Especially considering, I think most people don't really care who the speaker is. It's kind of not really the most. They care far more about what they're paying at the gas pump and what they're paying at the grocery store and what's going on at the border. But I do think, you know, when you just listed through the list of issues that Jim Jordan is good at on, he is good on them. It's not hard to bring the caucus along to be strong on all those things. And again, they are massive winners. When you break it down, and this is the lesson from Trump about actually listening to the voters, either in the Republican Party or generally, these are, you know, the border is like an 80-90% issue. It's it's crazy that you have an entire party that is opposed to a border, our own border. It's insane that you have an entire party that's against allowing the American people to exploit the oil and gas reserves that they own on property they own in order to lower gas prices. That's insane. But yet you still have this Democrat Party who's against that. And Jim Jordan, as well as Donald Trump and the Republican Party, is now firmly in favor of building a border, drilling for oil, the oil and gas that we American citizens own on public property, to lower gas prices, and of course inflation. The Republican Party is understands the importance of dealing with inflation.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yep, got it. Charlie Hurt, Washington Times, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it, as always. Folks, we will take a break, and on the other side, we'll do some stock market work. Israel, Hamas, and the stock market. What's all that mean? I'm Kudlow. Please stick around. We've got another hour to go.